Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
657 AM.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Musa worship, meaning, the meaning of that kingdom worship. It means kingdom worship. The only name, Jesus song that we gave to you. We are sitting on exactly 30 minutes, just after 2. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm now joined by Pastor Zwela Kelomo on the line. Mfundisi, can you hear me well? Is it still distorting or am I clear?
Yeah, it's much better now. Thank you.
I told you, Abba. Hey, technology has shy again. I'm Sanji. Yo.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. Yeah. That was technology for us today. But anywho, we are here. Mfundis, we're talking about the significance of a matured body of Christ. What exactly are we referring to?
Thank you, Sis Bonnie. Greetings also to the listeners. What we're really talking about in simple terms, we would term being Christ-like. Mm. And the significance of it is that as the church and as the body of Christ, we can only reflect and do and fulfill the Father's will on earth when we mature. You know, and the foundational scripture that I would like us to use, because of time, we'll just pick up the first verse in Galatians chapter 4. Mm-hmm. The Bible says in Galatians 4, verse 1, it says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all." Especially in the New Testament, the Bible is very explicit in terms of differentiating between being a child and being a son or a matured believer in Christ. Mm. And so what I felt that we should just chat a little bit about is around the issue of us, you know, the significance and what role we can play and what maybe sometimes what are the pitfalls that we experience when we don't function or if we don't pursue and come to maturity as believers, and what we sort of like, how we sabotage not only ourselves, but even our generation, because God has called us not just as a people, but he also called us to our generation, our families, and our communities.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, in maybe to just lay a bit of a quick foundation, when we speak of a child, the Greek word is nepios, which speaks mainly of being an infant or being immature or having the ability or lacking the ability to speak. Whilst when we speak of a son in the Greek, it's theos, which is a matured somebody who is an heir or who carries responsibility. So we are basically saying that the body of Christ needs to come to a place of understanding that we are called to come to the earth and be matured so that we can be able to fulfill the assignment that God has given us. Because this morning, you know, we have to understand that, you know, God didn't just bring us to earth for us to have fun, you know, and go on a joyride, but God actually had a vision. You know, Habakkuk 2:2 says, you know, write the vision down so that he who reads it may be able to run with it. God mm-hmm. had a vision, and mm-hmm. we find God's vision for the earth and for men in particular in Genesis 1:26-27, when God says, "Let us make men in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every creeping thing." So God has a vision, and in us coming to Christ, understanding scripture, we have to understand that the call upon our lives is not just for Jesus to be our savior. That's just the doorway. That's why Jesus says, "I am the door." So that is the doorway for us to come into the kingdom and now begin to come and be taught and learn and grow and mature so that we can reflect. And then that's when, as the Bible says in Matthew 6:10, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We can't do that when we are children. We can't do that when we are matured. So hlalalana sikhwebhana. You understand? Yeah. And so maybe just a few quick points that I would like to make around that. First of all, when we become a mature church, we shift from viewing the earth as tenants, but as co-owners with Christ. Because God placed us. God placed us on the earth as his representatives, as his stewards and managers of his resources. You know, the Bible says in Romans 8:17, it says we are joined heirs with Christ. So we are, you know, this is a team, or this is a company of father and sons, or in a more eloquent way, of father and sons and daughters. So we are in, we are joined heirs with Christ in terms of fulfilling the mandate and the assignment that God has upon our lives. And when we are immature, we behave like children, we mess around, and the things that God has entrusted to us, including our spiritual gifts, you know, we play them around like toys, and we mess up instead of now bringing the fullness of Christ on the earth. The Bible says that the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of Christ and with the glory of God as the waters covers the sea. But when we are immature, we use the gifts and the callings of God as toys to show forth our egos and ourselves, you know. While in the same Romans 8, verse 19 says that creation is waiting with groanings for the manifestation of sons. Not just of children, but of sons of God, you know. And so when we come to the place of maturity, we are able to accurately reflect Christ.
Right.
You know, let me say this in passing. Just, we will not discuss this. I'm sure it has been discussed for so many times in the past weeks and months about the second coming of Christ. I'm of the viewpoint that if the church is as matured as it's supposed to be, we wouldn't be going hullabaloo and going up and down discussing whether is Jesus coming on the 24th or 23rd or 24th of September. Those are signs that show our level of immaturity, majoring on minor things, which hinders us now to go into maturity and bring in the kingdom of God on the earth, you know. And from what we are reading from Galatians 4, verse 1, it means that when we don't come to maturity, we limit our ability to receive our inheritance, to possess that which God has already given unto us. And feel free to interject anywhere as I go. But when we speak, and another point, Sisbongile, when we speak of maturity, we don't necessarily speak of mileage. Eh?
Yeah.
So it's not that, you know, you've been in the Lord for 20 years, so you are definitely matured. Because there are some of us who have been around for a while, but we are still yet battling, you know, with the fundamental things and fundamental lifestyle that Christ, you know, has called us unto.
I nearly said that there are many of us who have been in Christ for a very long time, but we were also asking the same question about resurrection.
Yeah,
on the 24th. Yeah. But
And there's the right way to discuss the matter. Look, I loved, because I'm on social media as well, I loved how some of the fathers around the nation were calling forth to these young ministers, trying to reach out to them and all that stuff. But the point is that there was not supposed to be such a great commotion for us, and I'm speaking to us generally as the body of Christ in context here in South Africa, but globally, because it hits the global spheres. Even in America, they were even talking about it. Our level of maturity, and here's another thing that immaturity does, because immaturity speaks of being childish. You know, when you've got somebody who is childish, they go around and speak about the affairs of a family. Now, we are called to live lives that are, you know, are transparent, so that we are called to be epistles through people who can read through us in terms of the life that God has given us. However, there are certain things concerning our lives that are personal, they are private, they are not necessarily secretive, you know. And so we find people who are immature taking matters that concern that are supposed to be dealt with in-house as the body of Christ and blubber them all around, bringing confusion and disarray even from people who were open and now supposed to be receiving the gospel. And those are some of the challenges of becoming or being an immature body of Christ, because we think we can just say anything anywhere, you know, and it doesn't matter because you think this is the truth or this is how we feel. But when we become mature, we understand that we have responsibility in the things that we say, in the thing and how we do things. You know, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, whatever is praiseworthy, whatever is noble, what is of, whatever is of good report,
meditate on these things
and declare these things, you know. So we can't go on social media and posting anything and everything.
Now,
and we are not, I'm not saying we should censor people.
Now, Paul
says,
but
I'm saying we should be sensible.
Paul says, Paul talks about the milk and the meat at the same time. And he says, I think at that time he was puzzled. Hi, Abakuli. So do you have dwarfism? I don't know. When we're looking at the church right now, would we say that we are going through dwarfism? We are not growing as a result? And what would be the reason? What would be the causes? What makes us not to grow and mature?
I think the biggest challenge that we causes us not grow is we are not looking up to Christ. Christ is not our standard, because when we speak about maturity is being Christ-like. So we've got people who are looking at, you know, up to their pastor, people who don't do due diligence to grow, because it's your due diligence to grow your salvation. You know, Philippians 4, 12 and 13 says that work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know, and then for the 13th verse of it says, for it is God who works in you both to do and to will of his good pleasures. So it takes intentionality, it takes determination, it takes consistency. Remember, Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, it says, you know, it is impossible to please God without faith. They that come to him must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. No, I'm after the last part of it, of the diligently seeking him. You know, so if you were to ask me, the main factor of us not maturing as the body of Christ is that we are not diligent in our pursuit to God, for God. We are not diligent in becoming Christ-like.
So are we, are we like... What is it that's consuming us? Dependency on others, on the men and women of God, without also diligently seeking him, diligently and intentionally spending time in his presence and making sure that we ourselves are growing?
Yeah, partly. And I think the large part of it is that, you know, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first,
the kingdom
of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. I think generally as a generation that lives with technology, with a, you know, switch a button, you know, a quick instant, we think that even relationships, and more in context now, our relationship with God can work like that. We outsource so many things as a generation. We outsource raising our children to teach us. We outsource teaching our kids about God through Sunday school. We outsource running our nation and influencing and change society to politicians. We complain about so many things, but we don't take responsibility. So I think that the biggest issue, as this morning, is we have not come to a place of saying, I am responsible for my growth. I am responsible for my relationship with Christ, you know, in terms of how I grow and how I mature. Pastors, men and women of God, other people, there are examples, you know, that can help in terms of, you know, they come in as additional things that, and additional resources that help us. But it is my personal responsibility. If you were to ask an average Christian, how many of us take time to study the Bible at least five times a week, to take time to pray, not to ask, to just come into the presence of God, building that relationship. And you contrast that with the time we spend on social media and doing other things which are not necessarily wrong, but our priorities are not right, and yet we want certain results. And what do they say? Sure. What is the definition of madness? Is doing the same thing but
and not getting the same results.
So if we are going to mature as the body of Christ, if we are going to possess and reflect the nature of Christ, as the Bible says in Ephesians 4:13, that until we come to the mature of the stature of the fullness of Christ, it will have to be intentional. It will have to be costly to us. We'll have to learn how to be rooted in love and in truth and love the truth. You know, Sis Bongle, here's another thing. We need to come to the place of loving the truth even when the truth is against us. Somebody might be listening to this and now and say, yeah, but you know, life is so busy and things are so... Instead of us now sitting and say, is this true? It doesn't matter the source. It doesn't matter. Maybe you might not have liked the way it has come across, but is it true? And if it is true, I need to embrace it even if I don't like it, if it sounds like it's attacking me, because that's the only way I can transform and I can be able to grow and mature.
Sure. So it will take intentionality to get to there.
Yes, ma'am.
But now, because of the immaturity that has been in the church, there and there showing its head, how would now we get, what do we call it? I'm also now looking for that word that we use. There's so much that we have damaged. There's a pastor who came up, I won't mention his name, and he says, sure, guys, I've been teaching wrong. For many years, I believed what I was teaching was correct.
I get your drift.
So what is it that we ought to do? Because now we are gunning and we desire to be matured. Do we go back to what we have been doing and correct that? What happens? What should happen now?
Okay, a couple of things. I think that is a great question, and it helps us in terms of moving forward so that we don't appear as though we are pointing fingers at ourselves and we are not really rectifying and really bringing solutions in terms of what we're talking about. I think first and foremost, it's going back to fundamentals, you know? And the first fundamental is that, as I began by saying, that this is the vision. This is God's vision. You and I are on earth at this current moment because we are part of what God has intended to fulfill and to achieve with our lives in this season. So I go back, you go back as an individual. As you normally say that, you know, salvation is your personal relationship with God. So fundamentally, first as an individual, then maybe as a family, as a local church, and then as the body of Christ, you know, that am I aligned to God's will for my life? So that's the first and the fundamental thing. And you remember, Sis Bongile, you and I have been around quite a bit. Do you remember some of the things some of us laughed at how Christians used to behave in the 80s and 90s, the stories that we hear, that when somebody gets saved and they bought things through bribery and got things through back doors, how they would take those things and burn them, you know? Yes, it was extreme, but it seems like we've gone to the opposite extreme. So let us go back and search ourselves. You know, John chapter 1 says we must bear fruits of repentance. So let's go back and say, if I'm a Christian, and being a Christian and maturity, it does not mean not making mistakes, but being Christ-like. If I've erred, like the pastor that you are saying now, that he came back, it takes boldness, it takes humility to come back and say, I was wrong. I did it wrong and I repented. But maybe we need to be more like Zacchaeus and say, I'm going to repay back. Because some of the mistakes that we've done,
are
we have to
costly.
Go back and do damage control. You know, that's part of it. Mm. You know, it shouldn't just be a lip service. Secondly, maybe, Sisibongile, it's accountability. Mm. You know, again, some of the teething problems we have today were not so evident during the times when it was predominantly denominations, you know, your Assemblies of God, your Apostolic Faith Mission.
Okay, let's not mention the churches behind.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm sorry for that. But what I love about them, I'm mentioning them because I love the fact that they held us accountable. They held us accountable. If you are from that kind of a setup, you are being held accountable. There is accountability in terms of your lifestyle, accountability in terms of the things you do and where you go. Mm. And so now that we have got more of our low kind of churches, which are independent churches, Pastor Romo comes up and says, I'm called by God. I don't have to listen to anyone. And yeah. I believe that those are some of the signs of immaturity because yeah. we all have blind spots. So there are people that there has to be people who speak to my life. There has to be people who correct me because I will not always be correct. I will not always be right.
You need to be held accountable some way.
Yes, ma'am. Mm. Yes, ma'am. Mm. Yes, ma'am. So number one, I said it's the issue of us going back to the basics, the fundamental. Secondly, it's an issue of accountability. Sadly, I think one of the biggest challenges we also have as the current body of Christ is our lack of soul winning and serving God. We think me posting a scripture every morning, it's my ministry. And yes, it is good. Yes, we must encourage each other. Yeah. I also do that. Mm. But it is. We are all called to make disciples. Mm. It is part of the mandate that has been given unto us. Mm. And the challenge is when we as Christians are not effective, we are not functional, we are not reaching out, we are not making efforts to use our times, our talents, and our resources for the advancement of the kingdom of God and reaching out to souls, what tends to happen, we tend to be armchair critics. Hmm. And, you know, when you are sitting down, I sit down and look at Sisibongile, what she does. If that's all I do, I can point out so many mistakes that you are doing. But if I am in the field, if my hands are dirty, if I am working and I am serving to the best of my abilities, yes, I will make mistakes. Yes, but I tend to be less critical of other people because I'm also busy with the assignment that the Lord has given me.
Wow. Sure. Mfundis. Time is flying. I'm looking at our time and it's like, your old clock. What do we say in closure?
In closure.
For today.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. I want to say, when we mature, we shift as a church from maintenance mode to dominion. Mm. There is no way we can dominate the earth. There is no way we can bring the kingdom culture and the kingdom influence on the earth without maturing. Mm. The resources, the gifts, the abilities that the Lord entrusts us with, when we are immature, we tend to utilize them to boost our egos and what we think is good for us. But when we come to mature, I begin to understand that I am God's resource. Mm. God's channeling his giftings, his grace, his love, his mercy through my life. Mm. And just like he used others before me, he is using me to reach out to others because the kingdom of God is a generational kingdom.
Wow.
It's from generation to generation.
Muruti, thank you so much. We don't even have time to pray. I wanted to ask you to pray for the body of Christ, but I think we will do it next time. Thank you so much for ministering and challenging us putting us in front of ourselves so we can see ourselves where we at and what we need to do to get to a point of maturity. It's all mm-hmm. for the glory of the Father. It's all Amen. For the glory of the Father. And so thank you so much for allowing God to speak to us through you. For family members who would like to be in contact with you?
Yes, yes. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram or TikTok, Apostle Zola Kedoma. That's where you'll find me.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Have yourself a beautiful, beautiful day further.
Thank you. Same to you, Sister Mongile. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. He is Pastor Zola Kedoma. You can find him on all social media platforms. And family, we are signing out. And we say hello to Germany, Johan else on something else. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Be intentional about it. You know, go after it. Let's grow. Let's mature so that we are the sons that the Bible is talking about. We are representing the kingdom the right way. Leaving you with the sounds of J-Moss, We Must Praise, as we say hello to Germany. Johan Else?
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.